Maynard Jackson died yesterday at the age of 65. The first black mayor of a major southern city, Jackson was elected to lead Atlanta in 1973. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports on the legacy of one of the nation's leading black politicians.
In 1973, blacks won mayoral elections in Atlanta, Detroit, and Los Angeles for the first time. It signaled a major shift in the history of the black fight for racial equality. Instead of protests and marches, Maynard Jackson, a lawyer, personified the idea of black urban political power. Here is Jackson at his swearing-in 1973.
We must see the other Atlanta, the one across the tracks, the inner city one, the Atlanta in the valleys and the shadows just beyond the first expressway exits one passes when leaving downtown.
Maynard Jackson came out of kind of a golden age of black political development.
Ron Lester is a Washington political consultant who worked with Jackson.
If you take a look back at the period before the 70s, the 60s, the struggle was for civil rights, for getting into the hotel, for getting a seat at the table. Maynard Jackson actually epitomized going into the hotel and actually running things.
Jackson's tough-nosed approach to getting blacks a bigger share of city contracts led him into major fights with Atlanta's white business community. He battled over affirmative action plans for jobs in the police department as well. At one point, an angry Jackson even held up work on Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport to signal his displeasure with the share of contracts going to blacks. Ron Lester.
When he was elected and came into office in 1973, less than 1% of the contracts in the city of Atlanta were going to African Americans. 5 years later, it was 38.6%. And clearly his work in terms of creating joint ventures between minority companies and majority companies around the airport development is historic. It is the largest airport in the world.
We're talking about Hartsfield.
Hartsfield International Airport. And Maynard used to like to say that this was his legacy, that it had a major, major economic impact on the city. And he used to also say that it created 25 black millionaires.
In the tradition of American mayors like New York's LaGuardia and Chicago's Daley, Jackson often used a bruising style to deal with people who got in his way. His sharp wit and large size, he was over 300 pounds for much of his life, could make him quite an intimidating figure. Donna Brazil is a Democratic political strategist.
He once told us a story that when he got involved in being the first black mayor, he didn't understand the role of relationships, and he often was at odds with some of the white business establishment. But he said he came to learn that relationships was everything in politics, like in life.
Jackson was always impeccably dressed, and he spoke with a lawyer's precision. Joe Lowry, the former head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, a civil rights group once headed by Martin Luther King Jr., said Maynard Jackson was very formal, even with his very best friends.
You seldom saw Maynard totally relaxed. He was businesslike and formal. Somebody teasingly said that if you woke him up at 4 o'clock in the morning, he'd come to the door with pajamas with a necktie and shirt on.
Maynard Jackson was born in Dallas. He was the son of a prominent Baptist preacher and a college professor with a doctorate in French. After law school at North Carolina Central, he did public interest law in Atlanta. His first run for office was a bid for the U.S. Senate in 1968, shortly after King's assassination. His opponent was the powerful Senator Herman Talmadge, a one-time segregationist. Jackson was defeated by a 3-to-1 margin. His upper-class background and light skin color diluted the support he had expected from blacks in Atlanta. But he used that statewide defeat as a stepping stone. Carefully cultivating his relationship with black urban voters, he became the political kingpin of Atlanta, serving 3 terms as mayor. Jackson decided not to seek a 4th term, citing heart bypass surgery. But his 3rd term was also tarnished by scandal. One of Jackson's associates, an airport commissioner, was convicted of taking bribes. Despite that, Maynard Jackson remained popular. Political consultant Ron Lester.
When he decided not to run in 1993, he had a 70% job approval rating, and it was 80% among blacks and about 50% among whites. Now, for a black mayor to be in office for 12 years and to leave in a city that had some racial issues with a 50% job approval rating among whites was really outstanding.
After leaving public office, Jackson opened an investment bank to deal with the sale of bonds for public institutions. The firm is now one of the top 5 black investment companies in the nation. In 2001, Jackson made an unsuccessful bid for the leadership of the Democratic National Committee. He went on to head a national initiative for the DNC to encourage black voter participation. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.